All right, everybody, welcome to the debut Right on Cue show. My name is Quimby alongside Super Sam Brady.
What up?
Sorry, did we say Super Sam Ross? Did we earn that title?
No, I'm sorry.
That Brady's out of the playoffs. It's all good. All right, you guys, listen up. We're going to get through some business real fast. We appreciate everybody tuning in from the debut show. We thank our friends at Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia as well, helping to make this happen, especially our friend Chris Sack, who came up with the name, and everybody else that's been giving us some recommendations on how to actually, well, have this show be a little bit more fun than our past shows have been. And in order to do so, we're gonna make this a lot more interactive. Now, we may have a couple blips and some hiccups along the way, but I promise you, alongside Super Sam, we will figure this out. What we want to do, real simple, and we don't want to have call-ins. We're in a video call age. So instead of calling in on a studio line and waiting for that, we want you to pop in on a video call in the room, ask your questions, have a conversation, debate it, argue, scream about it. You can cuss about it. Don't care. We got the gobbler button ready to go. So, you know, be as obtuse and rude as you like, because, well, I kind of enjoy that more than any other type of conversation. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to try to make sure that I acknowledge the room at every moment. Adam Gilmore, happy to have your fucking ass in here. Keenan, good to see you, my friend. Steve Suter, good to see you. Pam, what is Pam doing in here? Wow, Keenan and Pam in the room. Our prez on Golf Clash Philly Special 1, Jim Rickovitz, my man. Steve, Greg, G's in the house. G, what's up? Antonio, Rick Keynes, good to see you, buddy. Who else? Joe Finelli. Joe, always a pleasure. Adam Gilmore still screaming already. Greg Cole, what's up, brother? William Ginley, my man. How are you? J9, what's going on? Missy Hadfield, thank you for joining me. English, what's up? Lewis, you better get your ass on a plane. First of all, deliver that kid that you have forming in that belly. And then get on a plane to come down and visit me, all right? Make sure you do so. It's okay. We love you to death. Let me show you something real quick to piss everybody off. Yep, there it is. Sun's going down on the ocean from my balcony. Yep. Do I feel any remorse whatsoever about trying to make you guys feel jealous about that? That answer is no. Answer is no. Jay Magnetti, thank you so much with the help on the logo. You guys, hope you saw that. Posted it on Facebook just a few minutes ago. You want camera time, G? Get your ass in the room. We will continue to post this link so that you can just come on in. Best part is we can control whether your ass is on video or not. You get to come in, and then you have to wait for us to accept you into the room, and then we move on from there. But let's get to business. Again, same premise as before with previous shows, except it's just Sam and I. And Sam doesn't realize that she has a lot to bring to the table.
Oh, I do.
But she wants to let everybody else talk. So when I start to stutter or one of you guys isn't stepping in and coming into the room to talk, we're going to let her rock because we know she can. The show is brought to you by Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Diaz, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, MCS Residential, and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Of course, our friends there for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. Or call them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. And, of course, Twin Spires. If you guys haven't signed up for a Green Legion account through Twin Spires, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. There you go. All right. Deposit $10, bet $10, and you'll have $250 to bet however you want. Super Bowl props coming up, everybody. Super Bowl props. So make sure you do that. Tree Murphy in the room. I was thankful enough to spend my last night in the Philadelphia area with Tree, and he did try to make out with me. It was a little awkward. I had to push him back, but, you know, I love you, Tree. No worries. And by the way, on Twin Spires, I did go 3-for-4 this weekend, not betting all the unders. Not betting all the unders. I took 2 overs, and I took 3 overs and 1 under. I took the under in the Niners game, and I took the over in every other game. So I went 3-for-4. My, I'm getting better at this, people. Getting better at this. So time for our first segment, everybody. Let's cue it up. I gotta get some sound effects for that one. Let me see. I got it. And it's time to cue it up. First of all. All right, could you hear that okay, Sam, or no?
No, it was super low.
It was super low. Let me try this. All right. We are working on some tech issues here, but we're going to flow here. Yeah, baby. Any better?
A tiny bit, but you got to get louder at this.
All right, I got to figure out what it is. We'll get to that soon enough. Was the music okay?
Medium to low.
I don't want it to be medium. I don't want it to be too loud. So anyway, let's cue it up, everybody. First of all, I'm not the oldest guy in the room here, but I'm not the youngest guy. I'm 51 years old, been watching football since I can remember. And I do not recall a weekend with football games that were as awesome as these were this last weekend. Literally will go down for me as one of the greatest weekends of football, with quite possibly, and Pat Woods and I discussed this on text message while it was taking place, quite possibly the greatest playoff game of all time between the Bills and the Chiefs. And I want to bring up some stuff to talk about here. And you guys, please make sure you add your comments, you ask your questions. And if anybody wants to jump in the room, jump in the room. You can do it from your cell phone. You can do it from your laptop. Here's the link. Just jump in the room and help me, because I don't want to be the one that talks the entire time here. I already do that around all my friends. They already are tired of it. So hop in, help me out here. But quite possibly the greatest game of all time. And look, we're going to break that down a little bit. Well, not a little bit, a lot of bit. I think most of us wanted to see the Bills win, except Matt Edgar. And Matt, you know what, brother? I hope your Chiefs win it from here on, man. I'm not going to lie. You know, for you, you deserve that. Our good friend Tarek Gustin, who is a Chiefs fan by birth and, you know, a converted Eagles fan whenever they're not playing each other. So we have ties here where I do believe, you know, the only reason why I hate the Chiefs is because of Fat Andy. We all know that. All right. Otherwise, you got some of the most impactful players to ever step on the field. Patrick Mahomes, I don't understand how this guy does it, but literally is able to slow the game down mentally. And for some odd reason, he seems to be able to slow the game down physically. There were how many times that you thought he was going to get caught in the backfield by just the Bills front four, which is pretty menacing. And what happened? He just got out of it and made a play. And
he can get himself out of every situation. It is unbelievable to watch. I'm not a huge Patrick Mahomes fan, but he looks like a ballerina. He's perfect.
It's nuts. It's literally poetry in motion. And Brian, what's up, buddy? Tip is in the room. What's up? I fell asleep during a Bills game because my dumb ass started drinking at noon. That a boy. Fuck Darlene Connors. Nice, Adam. Colossal slob. Yes. But Mahomes has the ability to just slow down the game. Now, here's the other thing. I think all of us wanted to see Josh Allen pull one out. And in defense, I thought Josh Allen in every playoff game leading up to this year looked like a deer in the headlights. Didn't look like he was ready. Didn't look like he was ready to live up to the moment. Didn't look like he was prepared. Looked like junior college, which is where he started. All right. And I feared that the transformation might never take place. And it did this year. And the one, I mean, you're going to sit back and you're talking about statistics. Josh Allen threw 9 touchdowns in 2 games and didn't make it to the AFC Championship game. How crazy is that? How absolute crazy is that? Gabriel Davis. You tell me that somebody, one receiver, is going to have four touchdowns in a divisional playoff game and they're going to lose? Another one that's absolutely just impossible to digest, impossible to stomach. And then you add on top of it, well, first of all, Sean McDermott kept them in that game, but also lost that game for him. And you know, we might jump around on topics here, but think about this. Sean McDermott said, you know what? Field goals aren't going to do it for us. They're not going to win this game for us. So they were going for it aggressively on fourth downs from within the 50. They were not going to kick field goals unless, you know, it made perfect sense. And they were converting on these fourth downs, converting left and right. And then what does he decide to do at the end of the game? Kick it into the end zone instead of a squib kick. And we're all shaking our head. Jay Magnetti, we can be happy about the Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce connection. I agree with you. Troy Fleming, hell of a good time seeing you in here, my friend. Adam Gilmore, the look on Josh Allen's face when Kansas City won, he was mortified, and he should be. And that brings us to the final part about this game. Where it was the best, it was also the worst, because it showed everybody that playoff overtime in the NFL is still really fucked up.
What's the fix?
The fix is you have to play. I think you have to play an entire quarter. Now, that's the scary part. They don't want to play an entire quarter because guys are gassed. All right. They're completely gassed. But I think 15 minutes is what you need.
Okay.
Maybe even a shorter quarter, but at the very least, the Bills should have had an opportunity to go down and score a touchdown as well. They should have had a possession.
Okay. Wait. So college is 8 minutes a quarter, right? Each team gets possession.
It adjusts every year from what it seems.
I think it's each team gets a possession and it's an 8 minute time clock.
So no, we're not going to follow college. We're not going to follow college. If one team goes down on the first possession, scores a touchdown, the other team in the playoffs should at least have the opportunity to go down, or at least have an opportunity for a drive.
All right. I'm just going to play devil's advocate. So now both teams score. Now what?
Then the next point wins. Period.
Okay. That's not next a bad point thing.
No, it's not. But here, I'm going to talk about that game that's going to frustrate the Bills for a very long time. The Bills had number one defense in the league this year. And in two consecutive drives, they could not stop the Chiefs from getting to exactly where they needed to be to win the game. They couldn't stop them from the 25-yard line. All right. Rob V, exactly. Hey, Rob, appreciate you joining in, brother. Let me check the room here just real quick. But Buffalo has the number one defense in the league. They should have been able to stop them. We shouldn't even have this conversation because Buffalo's defense was that good. But they could not stop them in overtime, and they could not stop. Two plays that got them 40 yards. Two plays that got them 40 yards. All right. So, you know, but again, I still feel they have to have an opportunity to score. You know what? Regular season fucking cares. You know, who truly fucking cares? All right. But in the playoffs, I mean, wouldn't you want to have seen that, Sam?
Yeah, no, the way that game ended was not good enough for me. Yeah. You can't have that game and it end that way. Things can't go to a coin toss.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see, let's go to the room here. Keenan Harmon Mahomes' girlfriend could star in Bad Girls Wannabe. Mike English, fuck Andy, with you, baby, with you. Steve Suter, back-to-back Bills punch in third quarter led to 9 straight KC points. Exactly, Steve. Exactly. But they still played well enough to win that game, and they should have had an opportunity to at least go down and tie. I agree with you, but I disagree. At the very end, there should have been at least one more possession. That game should not have been over when Kansas City scored one way or the other. Adam Gilmore, I was absolutely shocked. Yeah. In a squib kick, you're going to take 5 or 6 seconds off the clock. They may have time for one play. One play. Now, the one person that we haven't mentioned yet, Tyreek Hill. I mean, fuck. As much as we talk about Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill can absolutely throw that dagger in your back like no other player in the NFL. He's impossible to catch. He is impossible to read. He's impossible to read. He can change his balance on a dime. It's like a Barry Sanders where this guy's going full speed and all of a sudden he's turned in another direction. And people can't catch him. No secondary can catch him. Best secondary, best defense in the league, Buffalo Bills. Can't do anything about Tyreek Hill. Nobody can. And that's a potent combination there. But back to the room here real quick. Luis Dominguez says, let the quarter play out 15 minutes. I think that's an option, but you have to consider. It's like a Philadelphia moment against the fucking Penguins. Was it the Penguins? It was the Penguins. I forget who it was. 5 overtime game.
Yeah, that's not going to work. 15 minutes is too long to play as hard as you can.
After they played 4 quarters already, I agree right. with Sam. 100%. You're going to risk substantial injury. And I don't think that would even make it to the table, Lou. Honestly, I think the players' union would fucking kill that right away. It won't even make it to the board. But let's see. Brian Walton, again, good to see you, brother. Anna E., hello. I had to wake my drunk ass up 2 minutes ago because he started drinking at 6. Nice. Good work. Way to get him up. I wanted the Bills to win, but still would have bitched about the OT rule if Casey didn't get the ball. Okay. Rob V., again, defense needs to stop the other team. 100%. And, you know, Tom Brady, well, we're going to get to Tom soon enough. Don't worry. There's an entire segment. But let's see here. Joe Finelli should be a time quarter. Again, I'm going through this list here as I'm seeing it, you guys, and I just don't see 15 minutes. Not for these guys, not at the level of play, not at the strength, not at the risk of injury. That's a huge concern. Adam, again, college got all fucked up. They each get from the 25 going in. If nobody leads after that, then it goes to 2-point conversion contest. Exactly. It's which is the dumbest fucking pile of dried ass juice I've ever seen. Adam Gilmore, swear to God, man, I wish you didn't live in Ohio, bro. I really don't. Let's see here. All right. Tim O'Hara. Nice seeing you a couple weeks ago, Tim. I hope all is well. OT has to end as soon as possible due to broadcasting rights. Need to get to the next game. This was the last game, Tim. I don't know if that is a solid argument. I agree with you. But you know what? Here's the other part. If you have games scheduled, 40 minutes from each other, when you believe the initial game, the first game of the day is going to end, push it back. Push it the fuck back. Who cares? Everybody's already drawn in. It's not like you're going to lose any bit of viewing audience if it was an hour and 10 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes. You're going to talk about what just took place. You're going to talk about the potential of the upcoming matchups. You're going to talk about the next game. All of it is plenty of content that they're trying to get in 40 minutes between games. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Leave that room in there for however much time is needed for overtime. Just my opinion. Again, Rob, we agree with you, man. Should have been a squib kick. Take 6 or 7 seconds off the clock. They had time for one more play. Would have never happened. Talk about LAC game. The interception was a momentum change. Well, Joe, we're going to get to that, definitely. And fuck Tom Brady. Eric, exactly. Don't let a coin toss decide it. Let the home team hire so you get the ball and then play it out to sudden death. Make it a perk. But no, you know, I still disagree with this. I agree with you from the start, but if the initial team scores a touchdown, the other team in playoffs, in overtime in the playoffs, has to have an opportunity to go down and score. Have to have the opportunity. I just don't see it any other way. I get what you're saying. I understand it. I disagree with it about 55% to 45%. Tyreek was beating Mike English. Tyree was beating Mo Foles all day. Looked good in the field too. Adam Gilmore, who's a fucking scumbag? Tom Brady. Yeah, well, Alex Singleton could catch him. Nice, Antonio. Like that. Players Union would disagree with another quarter. I agree, English. Tip, didn't that Chargers-Miami game way back in 15-minute overtime, the one when they carried Winslow off the field from exhaustion? Yeah, I mean, you can't do it. It's just the nature of the beast. It's not going to work out well in anybody's favor. Let's see here. Keenan, in OT, each team takes turns kicking field goals, starting from their own 20. I don't know that. Keenan, that sounds more like fucking soccer, bro. I agree with most of everything that you say, but I will not agree with football wins in overtime in the playoffs being determined by a fucking kicker. It's the Bud Light commercial, the Budweiser commercial from back in the day when the kicker comes in with Budweiser after the victory. And they're all like, what are you doing? It's a perfectly good Budweiser. And then you hear the one dude in the background, kicker. Hey, you guys, Judy, nice to see you, sweetheart. You guys, let's do this. Been in here for 25 minutes. I want to get a shot and a beer. That's okay with you guys. I'm going to put on a song. It's not going to be long. We're going to take 3-minute breaks here. Don't anybody go anywhere. Look, and we keep posting this. Here's the link. I want somebody to come in the room. Just come in and join us. Talk about whatever you want. Ask questions. Ask Sam if she's single. Nobody knows these days. So there's a lot we can talk about.
I don't even think I know these days.
So let's do this. We're going to take a quick break, everybody. I appreciate it. Got a lot of people in the room. I thank you so much for the support here, you guys. The evolution of this show is one that I wish didn't take place the way it did. But we're moving forward, and I am going to assure you that I'm going to entertain the crap out of you because I'm going to only do this one day a week. These guys are going to do Green Legion Radio back in Philly in the studio, and if they think I'm calling in or doing this Zoom shit or StreamYard shit, you guys are out of your fucking minds. I'm going to be drunk as a skunk by 6 o'clock on Thursday when you pre-record this shit. So this is going to be my carrot, my fun time, and I look forward to all you guys joining. I hope I keep it entertaining. And anybody has any suggestions or recommendations, man, let's fucking do it, everybody. Let's do it. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia. Over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today. 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. That's gphainc.org. Green Legion Radio's The Right On Cue Show, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Back right after this.
Where you can find me, I'll be unwinding.
No one wants to hear you sing.
Down in the islands, down in the islands.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Right On Cue Show. It's going to take me a little while to get used to that one. Brought to you by our Green Legion Radio family and our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. Let's get immediately to the room because I'm getting a little bit behind on this one. Can you guys hear me? Okay. Sam, how do I sound?
Fine.
Okay. I don't think we're going to have quite the internet issues that we had in Costa Rica. So let's see here. Where can we start? First of all, we're going to jump back and forth on a lot of topics. I'm wanting to close the book on this KC game, but I just want to say, hey, you know, to both teams, and I never thank anybody other than an Eagles team that wins a Super Bowl. So, you know, there's been one fucking thank you in my entire life. But thank you to both teams because that was just a display. It was a display of grit and character and football and knowledge and balls and you know, both on the field and between her legs. Man, fucking awesome. Just awesome, awesome to watch. But let me get to the room here. Fun fact, Adam Gilmore. Joe Burrow won more playoff games in 8 days than Dak Prescott has won in his career. Boom! Adam, again, why are you not in the fucking room, dude? What are you waiting for? Dude, Rob Belivas wants to join in. Please. Rob, what's happening, brother? I figured I'd
jump on. Now, you know, I wish I was in the warm weather like you. Instead, I'm stuck in the third stage of hell.
You do look like you're bundled up in a jacket. Or did you pay your electric bill, your heat bill?
It's on. Yeah, it's just cold.
What's the temperature up there right now?
I don't know. It's like 30 going down.
Well, hold on. Let me give you guys just a
no.
You know,
don't.
Yeah, well, there it is. I mean, and in case you guys can't tell, I'm literally 50 feet from the ocean here.
Ugh.
From my balcony right here, my place. It's actually Jeff Boyle's place. Thanks, Jeff. Love you. Thanks for allowing me to rent it for this 12 week period. But there we are. That right there, my friends, that is the Caribbean, Gulf of Mexico, whatever you want to call it. Actually, looking straight that way, we're looking at Cancun if you go straight out. So
just watch out for the cartels.
Hey, you know, there's no cartels in the Caymans. They don't fuck around there. It's too much money. So, Rob, you know, tsunami season. You can only hope. You can only hope, Prez. Rob, your take. I want to hear somebody else's take on that Chiefs-Bills game. Just an overall.
Both defenses were atrocious. Everyone kept talking about how great the offenses were. The defenses were a joke. It was horrible. It was just so bad.
Well, again, the Bills don't have anybody to blame except themselves because best defense in the league this year – could not stop the Chiefs in two consecutive drives, which cost them the game.
No, it was brutal.
So, anything else you want to add about that? Because if not, I'm going to move on here because I know Sam is itching to talk about the Bucs game.
Can I just add to something? I want to apologize to everybody because I told Quimby what a run sheet is, and it's just supposed to have several topics on it. He turns it into War and Peace. That thing is probably like 6 pages long.
Excuse me.
It's supposed to just have generic topics on it.
Excuse me. You and your Tolstoy reference can go fuck yourself, okay?
I've created a monster, folks. I'm sorry. I can't take the genie out of the bottle.
No, you know what? You are correct, Rob, 100%. And if I could, I would stop at that. But I'm OCD, and I also forget shit these days. I forget a lot more than I have in the past. And I want to make sure certain things I don't forget. So, yeah, I do. I write them all down. There you are.
That's even not even a run sheet. That's a script.
It's a script because I think there's certain things that I can deliver pretty funny as opposed to you, which have nothing funny to say on radio.
Quimby's like Vince McMahon. Back in the day, he let all the wrestlers ad-lib, but now he's so controlling, he's got to write everything down because he's a control maniac.
Anyway, let's get rid of Rob. All right, man. Hey, thanks for joining in, brother. I appreciate you. Just so everybody knows, Rob is the person that got me started in this. So I have only one true person to thank for everything that's taken place, and it's that man in the video that you guys see right now. Rob, I appreciate you.
I'm waiting for some checks, you know, some residuals.
Well, ask Chatterbait. Apparently you got that set up. Everybody, the Rob V Show airing when? Thursdays or Tuesdays?
Whenever the girls can come on, but this Thursday at 6:30 we'll be on.
Excellent. Excellent. You guys follow Rob where?
RobVRadio.com, The Rob V Show on Twitter, Instagram, The Rob V Show. And I think there's 400 places you can find The Rob V Show on any podcast service. So just Google The Rob V Show and you can find me.
And if you like boobies, now talk to Rob. Anyway, appreciate you, brother. Thanks, man. See ya. So that is what we're looking for, people. Guys like Rob coming in, just chiming in a little bit and having some fun. Do that. Please, please, please. All right, let's see. Keenan Harm, kickers rule. Word, Quimby, 3 games ended with a field goal. I think the margin of victory between 4 games was, what, 12 points? I don't remember. It was something completely obscure the margin of victory between all playoff games. Good point, Brian. Appreciate that. Joe, that's okay, man. Whenever you can. If Sam is single, it's because she wants to be. Keenan, don't add, please, dude. You know, it's Judy, I don't know what you're staring at, but I appreciate you looking this way. Mike English, swimsuit models, just a suggestion. You guys, Freeze Fest. I want to make an announcement about that. Freeze Fest, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Ridley House. Go to Eventbrite and buy your tickets. This is our boy John Schaefer went to Drexel. He was a Lambda Chi DJ, good friends with Tree Murphy as well. He runs Freeze Fest. It's fantastic. We are also doing an end of season Green Legion radio show with Chris Sack, Dave Spadaro, and Irving Fryer, and we'll have at least four swimsuit models there giving out free calendars. All they want you to do is sign up for Twin Spires. $10 and a $10 bet gets you $250 to fuck with however you want. Do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. We're almost at 500 signups for the year. They wanted 200. So if we can knock this thing out of the park before Super Bowl, we'll actually get some baseball money. And I can set Chris and Greg Murphy up with some really good, good stuff this year. And that is my most important goal at this point. Let's see here. Life of Kai. Wow. You guys, my new friend, Kylo, in Grand Cayman. She's an absolute sweetheart. I appreciate you joining in. Brian Walton, who was I saying? Excellent idea. Joe, yes, of course. Everything's an excellent idea because I came up with it. Name an artist of this song. Who? Tree. What are we talking about?
We figured it out already. Move on.
Oh, the Island Song by Zac Brown Band. It's called Shazam. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Jay Bagnetti, that time of year when we were all jealous that Quimby is so hot that he has to put ice in his beer. Yes. Sorry. We know. Sam, this is when you're supposed to talk, when you see me drink and there's silence.
Sorry, I didn't.
Come on, girl. Keep it up.
You'd be drinking the whole time. I'll never shut up.
No one requested that. No one requested what, Prez? Sorry. Zac Brown Band? Hey, I'll play Zac Brown Band all day long. Down in what island? You got it. Life of Kai, Grand Cayman. Russ Taylor, Super Sam. Tsunami. Oh, that Tsunami's in the Caribbean Sea. Catching up. Sean Henderson. Stop taking away from what those offenses did in the game. Bills defense failed at the end of the fourth quarter and OT. You're right, 100%. Let's do this. I'm doing the best I can to keep up on the room here. And we're moving on because I know there's a topic that Super Sam wants to talk about. She cannot wait. So anybody that knows anything about any of us knows that we make fun of Samantha Ross, our intern here, because, in fact, she hates Tom Brady with every fiber of her being.
Every bit.
I have never seen a girl get riled up more about somebody she doesn't personally know or somebody that never did anything directly to her other than, you know, win games. All right? I've never seen anybody get pissed off like she does. And we have decided over the years to make fun of it. Last year's Super Bowl, if I hadn't gone down to Costa Rica, we'd have decorated her entire house with Buccaneers and Tom Brady shit. We actually were in cahoots with her roommate, Mike, trying to find out the exact points in front of the house where the security alarm system doesn't go off because of motion. So the night before the Super Bowl, we could load her entire house up with Tom Brady shit. But let's talk about that. Happy Tom lost. Happy Tom bitched and complained. Happy Cam Akers didn't have to walk into the locker room with his tail between his legs because that would have been brutal for him. Cooper Kupp, stud. Now, all that being said, we do know Cooper Kupp is a stud, Chris Collinsworth. Everybody knows Cooper Kupp is a stud, Chris Collinsworth. It would behoove you to assume that all of us know that Cooper Kupp is a stud, and you do not have to wrap your lips around his cup in order to fellate him, okay? You are so fucking annoying. Go to hell. Go to hell, Chris Collinsworth. Leave, please. I mean, Matt Kelly pointed it out. Matt Kelly, good friend of ours, great friend of the program. Chris Collinsworth has made an absolute killer living with no talent whatsoever.
How does he have a job?
Don't know.
Serious
don't
know. Question.
And if there's one person other than Tom Brady I want to see lose in life, it's Chris fucking Collinsworth. Dude, shut your trap. Let the game. Al Michaels, I don't know what drugs they administer to Al Michaels for him to put up with Chris Collinsworth every fucking week. Because if I was Al, it'd be like Brett Musburger and what's his name in The Waterboy. We know. It's horrible. Anyway, so Tom, so you got popped in the jaw, and it didn't get called. You know what that is? It's karma, motherfucker. It's karma. Because that bullshit call that changed the entire complexion of the game in the first drive against us 2 weeks ago. Kiss my dick. Okay? Straight up. You didn't get that call because of karma. By the way, Tom, running to a referee because you got a bloody lip. This isn't fucking hockey, you douchebag. You're not going to get a double monitor out of this. Okay? You're not going to run.
He would never survive in hockey.
He hit me in the lip with a stick. Bleed. Double minor. Fuck you, Tom. It didn't get called because you're a dick. All right? And you got so many calls over the course of your career. Go to hell. But all that being said, Sam, let's talk about it. I'm still nervous at the end of that game.
Oh, my God. We have this group chat. The guys mess with me a little bit. Diaz posted. He sent a message saying, like, oh, you must be happy. There was a lot of time left. And I responded with, there's a lot of time left. And I swear I killed myself because the second I said it, everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. And Tom Brady was once again getting ahead by cheating his way to victory, per usual. There was a group text going on with, I don't even know if I'm allowed to read what I wrote because it was a little... Do you remember what I wrote? Because it was a little...
I'm so far down. I don't remember shit, but go ahead, please.
So in this group text with the guys from Green Legion, I wrote, real talk, I'm not trying to be funny, but do you think Chris Collinsworth would put his mouth on Brady's penis if he could? Because I think he would, and apparently, you know, if he was given the opportunity, even if it was just for a second, I truly believe that during that broadcast, I never heard anyone be so pro Tom Brady, which was obviously irking me even further. So they were losing, They were losing, and I was thrilled, and I was super happy and pumped. And then Diaz writes that text message. And then everything went to hell. Shit hit the fan. And I sat and cried for, you know, the last 15 minutes of that game until it was over. And then I could breathe again. And I immediately sent out a text message saying, like, I think I blacked out during the last 30 seconds or so of that game. I don't remember it. I watched it, but I don't remember watching it.
Let's get to the room. Let's see here. Mimosas at the brunch be on point. Yes, sir. Mike English, Zach Brown Band. Sure, we need more icky, breaky heart. You're so weird. Adam Gilmore, Brady is gone. Fuck Tom Brady. Let's see here. Getting there. Adam Gilmore, fuck Tom Brady. Ben Franklin quote. Sam would give Brady a bigger fat lip. Nice, Steve Suter.
If I could.
Mike English, yo, fuck Tom Brady and his 7 Super Bowls and supermodel wife and Academy Award winner's baby mama. Fuck him. Excuse me. Let's see here. You know who isn't a stud? Chris fucking Collinsworth. Thanks, Adam. Bryant Walton, Collinsworth was smooching that night. It was crazy. He was on Brady like his lips was close to his butt.
He was so annoying during that game.
Dan Fouts. Thanks, Sean Henderson. Brent Musburger and Dan Fouts and Waterboy. Keep going, Sam.
I muted. I had to mute the TV for like a solid 15 minutes to take a break from his voice. I mean, I've been told how irritating I am, but I think he's much more irritating.
And you know what? Every time I tell you that, it doesn't seem to work. No. So, Adam Gilmore, I'd love to see Michaels go all Bob Barker versus Happy Gilmore on his ass. Jay Magnetti, his hair dye is killing his brain cells. Seriously, come on, man. Like, I did it up until I was in my late 30s, but no. Tip, Michael takes vacations from Chris and lets Tirico babysit him occasionally. Nice. Russ Taylor, good to see you, brother. Chris Collinsworth has secret pictures of NBC exes on Epstein Island. Perfect, perfect. Let's see, what else do we have about that? And what... First of all, Tom, if you're the GOAT, where were you in the first half? Where were you in the first half? You guys looked like absolute shit. Now, granted, and this, we're going to get to this, not yet, but LA has one of the best front fours in the league. The 49ers have one of the best front fours in the league. This could be, I don't even know what that line is, but, man, I got to be honest with you. We're not talking about Tom Brady being on one of these teams. We're talking about Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo. All right. I'm going with the under. If it's 38, I'm going with the under in that 49ers-Rams game just because they're going to disrupt the passing game all fucking day. And their front four, along with their complementary linebackers, can absolutely stop the run. It's – as fun as this 49ers-Rams game it might look on paper, I actually think it's going to be boring as hell. Boring as hell. The only fun part is it's going to be filled with a bunch of dickbag 49ers fans. They're all gangbangers coming down from San Francisco. I know this because I've been in that stadium way too many times. But that's the only fun part. Watching the fights. And by the way, we will get into that son of a bitch in the Kansas City game who ran out on the field. And they said absolutely nothing about it. And if that was Philadelphia.
I know.
If that was Philadelphia, oh, shit. Get the fucking roast ready. Stop. Light the fires. Light the charcoal because it's coming. All right. Sam, what do you think about that?
I can't believe that we could make such a big deal out of something so silly that lasted for 5 seconds that if this was – anything in Philadelphia, if it was a person running out, if it was a Santa Claus situation, whatever the case may be, it would be talked about it for 25 years. And
thank you.
This happened and they were like, oh, that guy, he was funny and drunk.
If this was Philadelphia, the next thing out of their mouths would have been fucking Santa Claus, man. It's yep. Brutal. Brutal. But let me see. Speaking of which, all right, Brady doesn't gets a ridiculous call in the wild card round. He doesn't get the call he wants with Von Miller in the divisional round. But that being said, let's reverse back to the last game of the weekend. How in the ever-loving fuck was there not a decapitation penalty called for Cole Beasley in that fourth quarter? He had his helmet ripped 180 degrees back and off his head. No call, and there's an official standing right over top of him. Did you see that play, Sam?
Yeah, but there was only like four offensive or defensive penalties called that whole game, right? Something ludicrous.
Anyway, so let's do this. Let's hold on. Where are we? 51? Hold on. I'm not done yet. You guys, I appreciate you hanging here in the room. This has been a lot of fun, but we have so much more to talk about. And in addition to that, we are going to talk about the Eagles. There is absolute segues from this weekend's playoff rounds into the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to talk about that. I always say that I want to keep these things to like an hour and 15 minutes, and that's not going to fucking happen today. We're going at least an hour and a half. I want you guys to hang around. I'm going to get back after another shot. I actually think I have to take a piss too, so I'm going to do that. But I want you guys to hang around. You guys have been great so far. The room support's fantastic. And let's do this. Let's take a quick, it will be no longer than a 3-minute break here on the Right on Cue show. We're going to cue up some more excellent topics. And if you guys want to join in the room, man, just hop in. Sam, send out the link again. All you guys have to do is click on that link and you pop right into the room. We click, come into the room, and we'll discuss anything that you want to talk about, man. Open book here, but Green Legion Radio's Right on Cue show on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, sort of, in the podcast family. We love you. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Call them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Flodo coming soon, everybody. Back on the Right on Cue show right after this. All right, everybody. Where are we? Forgot. I got two buttons there. There we are. Everybody back on the Right on Cue show here, Green Legion Radio family. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Super Sam is taking a piss, I guess. I don't know what's going on. We have two guests in the room right now, and we're going to get to both of them here in just a second. Greg Meiser, President and CEO of MCS. That's Meisinger Construction Services. And Ed Wakely, our good friend, our Marine, living in the D.C. area still, right? Am I accurate on that, Ed?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Yep.
Hold on a second. We got to make sure that we got this right. So do me a favor, Ed, mute yours for just a second.
What's that?
Mute yours for just a second. And if you guys have the sound up for the show, turn that down right now. Gee, what's going on, baby? What do you want to talk about?
What's up, Q? I would love to talk. It's great to see you too, bud. Hey, I would love to say, first of all, Henderson can suck a dick. Gilmore can suck a dick. Luis, we love you. Right? It's great to see you. And Sam, I will be your next boyfriend.
Okay.
Hey, gee, real quick. Give us 4.5 stars, baby.
Right there.
My man. All right. I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. I love you too, brother.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Ed, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. How you doing? How you doing, kid?
Good to see you, sir. It's Ed, everybody, Ed Wakely, Green Legionnaire. I've known Ed, 12 years now?
13 years? Pretty easily. Yeah, pretty easily, yeah.
Ed is a Marine and lives in the D.C. area. Ed and I seem to agree on a lot of things.
And, we do. Scary.
Kind of happy about that. Ed.
Yes, sir.
What do you got, man? What do you want to talk about? Because open forum right now, my man.
Oh, I'm really late to the party. I don't know what you talked about.
Well, right now we're talking about how Sam is so happy that the Bucks lost. And by the Bucks, she means Tom Brady.
Well, I hate the Bucks too from that game we won't talk about.
Right.
But
62?
Yeah. But I and
where are we talking about 2002?
Yeah, and opening day at the link also.
Well, that's 2003. There's a lot. There's a lot. Yep. Anyway, sorry, Sam. Keep going.
Yep.
No, that's it. There's a lot of reasons I hate the Bucks, but more importantly, I hate Tom Brady.
Yeah, I was there. Yes, sir. I was there for the 62-yard field goal. It cost me about $20 a yard for the trip. And you know, here's a guy. What was he working in a pawn shop 2 weeks before? And
right. And then we came down, and the next day they had these fucking badges that had 62 on them.
Right.
I think we're down there like a year or two after that. They're just rubbing it in.
Didn't Winston Justice take like 2 15-yard penalties to set that thing up? I mean, you just knew he was going to hit that field goal. I mean, you just knew it.
And you know. This is after Westbrook, you know, comes out of nowhere on what was it, 36-yard run or screen pass? I don't even remember what it was, but
right,
it's that syndrome, and it's a Tom Brady syndrome. It's an AJ Feely. It's an Andy Reid. It's an Andy Reid in 2007 up in New England with Donovan out and AJ Feely, all right, dissecting the Patriots defense, and by that I mean Westbrook dissecting, they were getting 4 to 6 yards on every fucking play. And with 2 minutes to go, AJ Feely gets a call from Andy Reid to go deep in the end zone from the 35, and that ball gets intercepted. And what everybody doesn't realize is, well, it doesn't matter, because if your goal was to try to get in the end zone there to go up by 2 points, I think it was, you'd have lost anyway, because you don't want to give Tom Brady the ball back with 2 minutes to go. You run that thing down as far as you possibly can, and you risk 30 seconds at the goal line with first down. Right. That's the way I would have gone. Do you remember that game? I sat there and I was like, why did you call that play?
Yeah, I think I talked about the reel I have in my head every time somebody says to me, don't you miss Andy Reid? And I have these things that play in my head. You know what I'm saying? And I just say no. I mean, I know he's going, he could go to his fourth in a row, but I mean, really, he was done in Philly. I mean, his defensive coordinator was his offensive line coach. He was, who knows, everything else, the wide nine and all. He was done in Philly. He wasn't going to win one in Philly. He just wasn't. So,
by the way, we've got G back in the room. We just want to make sure we were trying to catch him in a masturbation scene, but
Jeffrey, a tubing, right?
What was that guy's name? Was it CNN?
I think it was, or MSNBC.
Jeffrey Tubin. Always start pulling out the tissues and going for broke.
Don't ask me if I'm wearing pants. That's a whole different answer right there.
All right, I'm coming back to you in a minute, dude. All right. Anyway, Ed. Anything you want to bring up? What was your favorite part of the weekend?
My favorite, you just can't miss, you know, I don't think you'll ever see a playoff weekend like that again. I mean, it's just ever. The Chiefs game was just like a rolling heart attack. And I'm thinking to myself, the Bills got to win, you know, because I can't do it again. You know, you think of like the Eagles Super Bowl, how many friends you buried or relatives you buried without a Super Bowl win. And you got all these people up in New England up in Buffalo or in the same spot. And you're thinking, hey, you know, it'd be good to see them get a win. Right. And then I'm not real big on the one possession, you know, the first possession wins a playoff game. But I think when you kick the ball in the end zone with 13 seconds left, I think you deserve what you get. That was like Andy Reid went over to the other sideline and made the call.
Oh, God, man, you just said it. You just hit the nail on the head. That was a bonehead. That was dumb. Andy Reid call.
Yeah, you squip. Everybody's like, everybody was tired. He could run it back. I mean, when did you see that happen? Alabama in a national championship game. It just doesn't happen. Squib kick it and you go home with the victory.
Rick Cage is going off in the room. Fuck Tom Brady. Winston Justice, the turnstile. Good stuff, Rick. All right. Hey,
For the painful memories, man.
No, I hear you, man. Hey, I'm going to get to a couple other topics. Appreciate you joining us. In the room,
hey, thanks, man.
Man, keep coming back, man. I love
you. I will. Thanks
always
for having
appreciate
me.
Appreciate you, Ed.
Yes, sir. Same.
All right, bro. We'll see you. So let's look. There are some ties this weekend to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm going to talk about that. So let's. All right, hold on a second. We're just going to kick these guys. I want to make sure nobody is doing anything on video. Gee, you want to come back in?
He's muted.
He muted himself.
There you go. So.
I did. Sorry, guys. I'm sitting here working. But I'm enjoying the show.
Okay. All right, man. Well, hey, look, you do that. Come back in whatever you want. Hold on. No. And add it to the room right now. From Cincinnati, Ohio.
No.
Hello, you big-headed prick,
you short penis fella, you.
Hey, Greg, one more time for everybody. Show everybody 4.5 stars. Dude.
Hey, Adam, you get 4.5 stars.
Hey, somebody has the volume on the show.
It's Greg.
You got to turn that down.
Mark had it.
Somebody had it on. Adam, what's up, rampant fuckery? Who are you? How are you, brother? Doing tonight? It's good to see you.
You so, too, man.
I want to bring up a topic here, and we can all talk about this, because I think there's you saw in the playoffs here few teams that have gone very deep in the playoffs with a big ass back. All right. So now that you've established yourself, and we're getting to the Eagles, let's talk Eagles right now. Now that you've established yourself as a running team, is there any shot the Eagles might be looking for that big bruising back that they haven't had since Deuce Staley? Or are they happy with Jordan Howard, who got visibly less play during the playoffs? And obviously, you know, they want to feature – it's that old adage about you drafted Miles Sanders in the second round and you have to prove to everybody that he's going to be the back that you think, when in fact Jordan Howard right now is a better running back. Not all purpose. Miles Sanders certainly can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Right. Miles Sanders has to stop putting the ball on the damn ground inside the 5-yard line.
Well, aside that, all right, didn't we see the success? And Adam, I'm going to go right to you after this, all right? Because I want to know, do you go after a big bruising back? Are you happy with what you have with Sanders, who's an undersized running back? Boston Scott, who, even though we love him, Green Legion Bump, is a very undersized running back. Jordan Howard, who is a decent-sized running back, but not your Derrick Henry, not your Leonard Fournette, not your 240. But, so, question number one, do you go for a big bruising back? Question number two, didn't we see the success the Eagles were having in the second half of the season because of them running north and south behind one of the biggest offensive lines in football? And then during the Bucs game, what did they do? Everything. East and west.
So number one.
East, west, and it was an air show after that because we got down quick. And then you can't rely on Jalen to pull you back.
I get that, but were you a little pissed off that you saw Miles Sanders busting the left and right side?
Yeah.
Time except running up the gut.
Running up the gut. I agree.
And that's what made Jordan Howard so successful.
Yeah.
Jordan Howard hit the gap. He hit the gap. He hit it with a full head of steam. And then he was a seven yard runner every damn play. I don't understand why we kept going back to Bubby when Bubby kept putting the ball on the ground.
No, and Greg, you and I both were all over it. Hashtag bench Boobie.
It's not Boogie, it's Boobie.
Right.
Boobie, Birdie.
Hashtag bench Boobie. Meisinger and I were all day long texting each other that shit back and forth. Yeah. I mean, I like the thunder and lightning that you're talking about. I like having the big back, especially on the short yardage. I don't know why the hell they fall in love with Miles Sanders when it's like third and one or fourth and goal from the half yard line. I mean, how big is this guy really? Q, he's no bigger than you or me. And he's up there with a bunch of meatheads trying to run through the line.
You just brought up a great point that I did want to talk about still on this show. Tennessee, fourth quarter, driving to try and stay in this fucking game. And third and one, and Tannehill's number gets called?
Well, I'm sorry, but look at the first play from scrimmage with Tennessee. I mean, did anybody not know that play action pass was coming? All the hype about Henry coming back.
Q, I thought the same thing. I don't know how you don't go. You get away from a play that got you to the playoffs. How do you not run the ball?
I get that he's coming back from an injury, and he's not going to be 100%. But a 70% Derrick Henry on third and one is still better than 100% Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, no doubt.
Third and one.
All the Titans did was prove everyone right when they said they were the most overrated number one seed in the play. That's all they did was prove everyone right.
True.
And Tannehill's not going to take you to the promised land. He's just not. You shut down Derrick Henry, make Tannehill beat you, and he can't do it.
Yep. You're right. So those big backs, Joe Mixon, I forgot to add, another guy who – just a bruiser. Rick Kings, thank you. Miles Sanders kills me when he runs sideways. Kills everybody. It's annoying. Yeah.
Kills himself.
Yeah. Russ Taylor, they need to treat Miles Sanders like Omar Epps from the program. I agree. Perfect. So here's another question, and this is Eagles, and we're gonna get through this in about 10 more minutes, and then we're gonna call it a day. But so I'm wondering if Jeffrey Lurie, if it's eating at him that the identity of this team is now a running team, because we all know he loves the passing game.
That's the ball. Right.
All right. And now, does that motivate you to take a step back and realize, okay, if you love the passing game so much, A, you need a real fucking receiver, a veteran stud, all right? And I am going to prelude to what nobody wants to hear after everybody says he deserves another year. I think the Eagles are actively quarterback shopping.
Where are they?
Actively.
Where?
Wherever they can. Well, no. Then I'm going to throw it to you guys, because real quick, one thing that we found out, Philadelphia, as a football team, they value one position more than anything else. And it should be the position that every team values. But they have overpaid for quarterbacks over the years. Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, Carson Wentz, all have been overpaid. Kevin Cobb, for Christ's sake, shouldn't even got a fucking contract.
Oh, fuck that. Jesus Christ.
All right. Fact is, they want to solidify that position. First and foremost, over everything. Even though the general consensus of Philadelphia says, hey, man, great season. And Jalen Hurts, you had a decent enough year. Come back and do it again.
He's got a
Chad Bennington arm, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, he can't push the ball down the field. We talked about this in Denver, too. He cannot push the ball down the field. I think he can get a little bit better with his accuracy if he keeps working on it. But he's still going to be below the league average. And the guy, like, dude, to get it downfield, he's got to throw it a mile in the air. It gives the safeties way too much time to run under the ball. He's not the guy long term, but I think he might be the guy right now. This team has other holes it's got to fill with all the draft capital and cap space.
Shut up, Gilmore. I got something to say. So listen, I think I don't think that their identity is a running team. I think they became a running team, okay, to take the ball out of Hurts' hands.
Agreed.
Okay. And then we hit a good run of luck because we had such a poor strength of schedule. Okay. Now, mind you, you can look, every team plays on Sundays. Okay. And any team can beat any team. But look, at the end of the day, guys, we had the weakest schedule in the league at the second half of the season. And you know something, with our offensive line, if you can't run the ball behind Meadow line.
Hey, well, hold on a second. But go ahead, Sam.
Are we really calling this team a running team? Because we don't do that that great.
Sam, we're going to Del Frisco's next week.
They're a running team right now, but I think it's in spite of it's because Jalen Hurts can't do the things that they really need him to do.
I agree with you, but I'm saying we're calling it a running team, and if we're a running team, that's pathetic.
Well, I mean, that's where the success was. I mean, we were averaging, what did we average for the year? 150 what yards per game?
Okay,
so 7 games in a row, over 178. What's that?
At the end of the year, 178, 10 yards more than the Jonathan Taylor led Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
And this is after only 128 rushing attempts by the Philadelphia Eagles in the first four games.
Yeah. I think that's where Sirianni deserves a little bit of credit, man. Like you could tell early in the year he wanted to come out, he wanted it to be an air show. And it showed right away that wasn't going to work. The offense completely shifts to a run first on a dime.
Does anybody want to place a bet that we have one first round pick come the draft and we ended up with a different quarterback?
I think the Eagles could actually dump all three to who is it, Detroit or Jacksonville?
For who?
For the quarterback out of Pitt.
Fuck that.
No.
I'm just saying.
What about There's quarterbacks coming up. What about Russell Wilson?
No. 34 years old. He's been beating the shit for the last three, 4 years.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
No, I get it.
And I'll give you – ready for this? I'll give you a stat on Aaron Rodgers because I think Adam gave it to me earlier.
Giggity.
Nick Foles has as many Super Bowl MVPs and victories as Aaron Rodgers.
That's true.
So guess what?
Can somebody get a picture of Joe's face with that, please?
By the way,
he's frozen right now.
That's
by the way, shit.
The third shot just kicked in.
No, right on cue. Okay, means I lean a little bit to the right too. You can take your ugly ass liberal girlfriend, Aaron Rodgers, and you know, go to L.A. You know what? Go to L.A. I don't care. Seattle, wherever you are, just go somewhere else on the west.
Hey, I'm not dumping all that into Aaron Rodgers. I'm not dumping it all into Russell Wilson either. No way.
No way. No way.
When was the last time you saw Howie and a head coach sit together at a podium in unison?
But there's also nobody in the draft I'd dump all that capital into either.
I agree with that, but I'm just telling you, I think it was lip sync service, and I think they're going after someone heavily.
Hold on,
it wouldn't surprise me.
Ed, did you want to jump in?
Yes, he's got something.
No, I'm just saying there's rumor that that San Francisco is going to let Garofalo go to free agency. Do you sign him for a couple of years? It's better if you.
Do you sign after they blew a first round on Trey Lance?
They're saying. I mean, that's some rattlings. I mean, I think the most likely destination
for Aaron Rodgers is still Denver.
Yeah, I don't spend the capital on the others, and I would take Garofalo over moving forward Hurts, even if it's just for a couple of years.
But my opinion, no disrespect, but my opinion
who's got the TV on or something else on in the background? I can hear it. All right, it just
must have been me, man.
Who said that?
Ed.
It's not Ed. Ed sounds perfectly. I think it's Gilmore.
There's nothing else on here, man.
All right, all good, man. Okay. All right. So go ahead, Adam. What were you about to say?
No offense to anyone that likes Jimmy G, but if the 49ers somehow win this whole thing, I don't want to hear any more about how the quarterback is so you have to have an elite quarterback, because I think Jimmy G is hot dumpster juice, to be perfectly honest with you. He will fuck it up at some point in the game, and then once he throws the bad pass, the whole rest of his game is completely screwed. He gets gun-shy after that. Fuck him. I want no part of him.
And the fact is, the 49ers front four is why they're in this position right now.
And Debo Samuel.
Hold on, man. Stud.
Yeah.
Stud. I'm not going to lie.
By the way, unrestricted free agent after 2022.
Well, guess what? Yeah, good luck. Anyway. the fun comparison this weekend will be Cooper Kupp versus Debo Samuel and how that actually plays out. But anyway, guys, let's go to some final thoughts here, because and I got some Q tips, everybody. It's time for some Q tips. If you're traveling out of the country, make sure you read up on entry requirements, because I fucked that up on Friday and didn't get in on time. I thought I knew everything. I was wrong. So make sure you read up on entry requirements for different countries. And Q tip number two, don't eat yellow snow. Greg, what do you got?
Q tip number three, Grecian formula, beard version for all three of us.
What a dick.
I'm done, dude. I used to try. I do not care anymore. Hey, look, this is funny. I still only have a little bit of gray up top, but my beard is as white as a ghost. You know what that's from? Assholes.
I guess you traveled to San Francisco a few too many times.
Yeah, we'll go with that, Adam. It's assholes.
Assholes.
Final thoughts.
As far as the Bengals go this weekend, anyone who tells you that the fan base here in Cincinnati deserves it, slap them in the face with a shit-filled sock, because they are full of ass. This fan base, and Greg knows it, is the weakest sauce on the fucking planet. And no, they don't deserve it. I hope they beat the Chiefs just to lose in the fucking Super Bowl.
Love it. Hey, I have two painful memories of that stadium. Zach Ertz doing an ole when Vontaze Burfict could have been laid out, and the fact that they will not add the proper dye to color those seats orange in that stadium. You cheap fucking pricks.
Yep, Mike Brown's the cheapest piece of shit owner in the sport.
Yeah, you and I talked about that. They're the cheapest. Yeah, they're just cheap.
They suck. Cincinnati. So he tries to call it the jungle. Like, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, with all 12 people in the seats. Super Sam, what do you got?
Listen, after I blacked out this weekend and I realized that Tom Brady is not going to play another game this year, I'm just got my fingers crossed that he is done forever. I know that might not happen, but that's where I'm at right now.
I got to be honest with you. I have to piggyback Sam on this one. Tom, you can go buck yourself. Straight up. Everybody, the inaugural and debut of the Right on Cue show. I appreciate everybody that came on board. Adam Gilmore, Greg Meisinger, Ed Wakely. You guys are all fucking awesome, man. Who else was on earlier?
Rob.
Oh, Rob V. Can't take away anything from Rob V. Ed, you got some final thoughts for us?
Man, I'm about to watch the Flyers game. Please stop me. Please.
Please. I understand, sir. All right, you guys, we're going to kill it here. You guys, the, what is it called? Right on Cue show. I'm telling you, I got it. We got Cue it up. We got Cue tips and the Right on Cue show. It's new. I wasn't going to do it this week, but there was so much ammunition from this weekend. It had to come. So you guys appreciate being there. Russ Taylor, Bryant Walden, Keenan still in the room. Rick Keynes, all of you. Appreciate everybody that was here for the first hour as well. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Green Legion Radio, the Right on Cue show, podcasted on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Download the iHeartRadio app. Subscribe to Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. You get all the episodes. Our show will be back on Saturday from 1 to 3, and then again next Saturday at Freeze Fest from 3 to 5 live from the Ridley House. Everybody, I appreciate you. G, Adam, Ed, Super Sam, myself, Chris Sack for coming up with the name of the show, Diaz for being the normal fucking idiot he is. Everybody, we love you. We appreciate you, and we will see you next Tuesday. Hi, I get to say that every week. See you next Tuesday.
Thanks, man.
All right, you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Q.
Take it easy, brother.
All right.